The 101 Dalmatians by Dodie Smith. Read for you by Martin Jarvis.
Not long ago, there lived in London a young married couple of Dalmatian dogs named Pongo and Mrs. Pongo. Mrs. had added Pongo's name to her own on their marriage, but was still called Mrs. by most people. They were lucky enough to own a young married couple of humans named Mr. and Mrs. Dearly, who were gentle, obedient, and unusually intelligent, almost canine at times. They understood quite a number of barks, the barks for out, please, in, please, hurry up with my dinner, and what about a walk? And even when they could not understand, they could often guess, if looked at soulfully or scratched by an eager paw. Like many other much-loved humans, they believed that they owned their dogs, instead of realizing that their dogs owned them. Pongo and Mrs. found this touching and amusing, and let their pets think it was true. Mr. Dearly, who had an office in the city, was particularly good at arithmetic. Many people called him a wizard of finance, which is not the same thing as a wizard of magic, though sometimes fairly similar. At the time when this story starts, he was rather unusually rich for a rather unusual reason. He had done the government a great service, something to do with getting rid of the national debt, and as a reward, had been let off his income tax for life. Also, the government had lent him a small house on the...